Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and for today, we are talking about the possible role of technology when it comes to saving the a section of the tourism sector in South Africa around small hotels and guest houses. What role can technology actually play in helping to save some of those businesses? And to help us to unpack some of the issues, we are joined, by Niels Verspaal, who is the country manager for Room Raccoon South Africa. They are a specialist, travel and booking, website, from my understanding. Niels, greetings to you.
Hey, Mdiwa. Nice to meet you, and thanks for having me here at your podcast. Thanks for the good introduction.
No. Thank you so much for joining us. I think, maybe a good place for us to start is to maybe get a sense of Room Raccoon. Did I describe the business well by saying an online, hotel and booking, sort of platform?
Yes, correct. So that is a part of what we are doing. So we do provide an all-in-one solution for independent hotels. What it means is that we allow hoteliers to implement a booking engine on their website, so guests can directly book on the website, as well as a channel manager to distribute rates and availability to all the important channels across the internet. Think about the booking.com and an Airbnb, as well as a property management system where you can very easily manage your bookings, invoices, see who's checking in, who's checking out, your housekeeping and reports. So it's kind of an all-in-one package to make your business or your hotel run in a streamless way without having to do everything in a manual way.
It certainly sounds like there's a lot of functionality that you guys have built into this platform. As you said, you guys have aimed to make an all-in-one sort of platform. But, maybe switching over to your different types of users, I can guess that consumers are a big piece of your user base because they actually have to make bookings on the platform before the hoteliers actually, start managing their properties and the businesses, etc., using it. So on the consumer side, because, consumers always look at certain things and say, but how is this different from Trivago? How is this different from Bookings.com? How is this different from Airbnb? What is your answer to that?
Yeah, correct. So I'm going to do a little correction there, because we in our industry can't call it a consumer. We must call it guests. And this is something, obviously, also what Room Raccoon really, really focuses on for our customers, because our customers are generally the hotels. And hotels, what they really try is obviously get guests into their beautiful suites and rooms. And by that, they generally make their visibility through a booking.com and an Airbnb, which we call an online travel agency. That is something a little bit different than what we do. Because what a lot of hotels want to do is getting guests to read a book directly, which I would also recommend everybody to actually do. If you want to stay somewhere, go first search on Google, on TripAdvisor, Airbnb, booking.com to see what is a nice property to go to. And then have a look onto their own website. And that's where Room Raccoon comes in, to make it a seamless way for the guests to make a live booking, which generally is also much cheaper because there is no commissions involved. And that's already a good point to help hotels, especially independent smaller properties, to save costs, because generally these commissions go to the big multinational companies, which disappear straight out of South Africa.
I think the fact that you have already touched on the fact that you're talking about minimizing, commissions and all of that stuff, and then that benefit then gets passed on, to the guests, as you call them. How do you guys actually then make money?
Yeah, so what we focus on is obviously the software we provide, and our customers pay a monthly fee for that. They include then, or which we then provide the whole software for. And this software will then really, really focus on giving the guest the perfect experience to book, not only from a front end, but also when the guest, for example, wants to pay, they can immediately make a seamless payment, which automatically reflects on the booking. So when you check in, you do not have to worry about, ooh, did they actually track or fill in this payment into a reservation? But also, a few days before the guest arrives, we can even send an online check-in, where a guest then don't have to fill in a piece of paper to fill in their name, the email address, etc. It's almost already pre-populated, but there is just a few more questions we need to know for our hoteliers to accept a guest in the premises. And yeah, this eliminates a lot of manual work for the hotelier, a lot of stress for the guest on check-in, as well as it will be contactless.
You know, it certainly does sound like you guys are providing, you know, that solution. So, and one of the things I just took note of is that, you know, you're talking to us, as you know, from a Room Raccoon South Africa point of view. How big are the operations in terms of, I guess, global presence and, you know, where's the company based?
Yeah, so we are a quite global company. We started in the Netherlands, as you can hear from my beautiful accent. I'm also from there, but luckily immigrated to South Africa over 4 years ago, where I started Room Raccoon just over 3.5 years ago. And we are with a small team here of 4 people, but we're growing very fast because I'm so super proud of my colleagues. And the reason why is because they're showing whole Room Raccoon that actually South Africa is the place to be and the place to work. So we actually have decided to not focus on customer success, the support side, to do it every locally, because we are in the Netherlands, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, the UK, busy to go to America and a few other markets. But we want to take everything to South Africa to centralize the services from here. Which is, I think, a massive opportunity for South Africa and for us, because it's, yeah, especially for me, actually, because I'm the responsible person and I'm just super proud about it. I think you can hear that in my voice. So, yeah, that's a bit about Room Raccoon and where we are based.
You know, from a strategic point of view, you know, I think listeners might be quite interested to maybe get a sense from you why you decided that the move to South Africa made sense, because in the local market, at least for, you know, startups and some of the, you know, mid-sized to large technology companies, we see that shift, you know, from a South Africa to the Netherlands, as opposed to the Netherlands to South Africa. So why did that move make sense to you guys?
Yeah, so it did make a lot of sense because we loved South Africa. I studied here, fell in love with the country. The original founder, Nadia, with her own boutique, they also studied here. And we just really, really liked this country. It's beautiful properties, beautiful people. So that was the first reason. Secondly, the business sense is because there is a lot of small independent hotels, so that which is our main target group. But also what I think a lot of people forget is the major opportunities there is in technology here in South Africa. It's not really saturated yet. There's a lot of bright, creative people in this country, a lot of people that know about technology, and this really, really helps in terms of building a beautiful business, in terms of building a beautiful product. But also what I think is what we also as South Africa should focus on is really make it happen what we can do, and even think about how can we expand. And I'm gonna, I don't want to promote now a brand, but it's my birthday's, or it's a birth, my colleague's birthday today, and I bought something for her from a specific cosmetic product company from Swellendam. And I looked on the website and I saw that also in America and also in Ireland. And I think that is so cool that we can make the most amazing products here in South Africa, and the whole world will love it. And I think in terms of business sense, we have the right attitude and right people.
That's actually, you know, that's actually quite a great, you know, a set of reasons. There's certainly, especially in the Cape Town region, you know, a lot of technical expertise, especially from a technological point of view. And I guess it's a microcosm of what's actually going on in the rest of the world when we think about how the tourism sector actually works in the country. But now coming back to, you know, your core market, the actual hotels and guest houses that you actually service, How have you found the reception from them? Are they open, to using their technology? Because I can imagine that in a lot of these businesses, they have traditions and ways in which they've always run, their operations, and some of them might be averse to using technology. So how have you found that experience?
Yeah, you're completely right with that. So there is a lot of these legacy systems that we call that do it or has been doing the same way as the past 20 years. And a lot of hotels and hoteliers are very used to these systems. So in the beginning, when I started, a lot of people didn't really want to know what Room Raccoon was. They heard it, or they have never heard from it. They found it a little bit scary. And then a year or two after that, just a half year before COVID started, it started picking up. And then actually the weirdest thing happened ever is since COVID happened, we are striving so much. And that is really, really because of the automation that we focus on, because of the experience we provide for the guests, as well as the money saving part that comes with it, from the commission part saving to get more direct bookings, but also giving the guest a better experience, which result in happier guests talking about your property, and more people will stay there, obviously. So, in the beginning, in the beginning, it was indeed a little bit that people didn't really, or hotels didn't really want to look into technology like this. But now lots of more hotels are starting to sign up with our platform, and they really see that a little bit of an investment, even though it's not really an investment, will pay off instantly. And that is what technology can do to people. And I think that is something that is so cool about what has been changed in the past 10, 15 years.
And with that change, I'm sure that that actual switch from, whatever legacy systems are there, and then now switching over to using something like a Room Raccoon, also then has to shift the type of costs that hoteliers are used to paying. So when it comes to you guys and your business model and, making money on Room Raccoon's side, how are you guys actually making money? Because from everything you're saying, it sounds like it would work as a subscription-based business.
Yeah, correct. So our customers pay a monthly fee depending on what they would like. So you can kind of build your own package. For example, if you want to have super automation, then you pay a little bit more, but yeah, almost everything is automated. And think about, for example, your accounting, your books, almost all the systems, all the legacy systems and all the systems that I know here in South Africa, you have to do your books manually, which means when a guest has stayed, invoice has been created and you put it into or ticket into your accounting solution. We can fully automate that. You do not have to do anything anymore. We push it instantly into an accounting system, but also allowing automation in terms of yield management, which means that this rate can automatically change to go more up or go more down depending on the demand and the supply in the market. And that is something that I think is super important, especially for the small businesses, because they firstly don't have time to do this the whole day. Secondly, generally don't have the technology to be able to cater for it. And that's how they, and the reason why they generally lose against these big international hotel chains. And that is something we have really focused on with our technology, is how can we make our hoteliers smarter with the right technology. And basically what our system in that regard can do is you can set up rules according to what you think is best for your business, and the system can then automatically increase your rate, just like an airplane ticket. When you're getting fully booked, it automatically increases your rate. And close to the date, you still have quite a few rooms available. It can automatically decrease the rate, and this really helps our hoteliers increase their revenue as well as their occupancy.
You know, anyone who's been following this conversation so far might now be asking themselves, or at least saying to themselves, that the technology sounds like it's good, and the fact that the team sounds like it's doing a lot to, maybe change the minds of guest house owners and hoteliers about, upgrading their systems, having that 360 view of your whole operation, and, from bookings to property management, all of that stuff. But there is the undeniable elephant in the room, that is COVID-19. How can, a solution like yours actually help I mean, you know, some of these businesses during, you know, what has been such a hard hitting time for the tourism sector.
I love the way you described that. Well done. But in that regard, so yeah, obviously a few points that I already called. So automation will help reduce costs to commissions, to, for example, a booking.com, to your bookkeeper, have to pay less to them, but also the increase of your occupancy and revenue through our yield management tool. But I think what is also just super important to take into consideration and also ask your listeners to think about when you go on holiday, have a look, try to book directly, because at the moment, I think it's the best time to go on holiday. The best time is why most hotels have a better rate than normal. Most of the hotels have a focus on European guests, which can generally spend a little bit more. At the moment, the prices are very nice value for money. But to just quickly get back onto boosting the hotel industry, yeah, it has to really do with the technology. Being on top of Google, for example, we have a certain integration built with Google Hotel Ads, which means that you're visible on Google Hotel Ads, which is something very important that redirects your guests also to rather book directly than, for example, a booking.com. But also, yeah, the yield management as well as the online check-in is just very important technology to get your hotel out there instead of your neighbor that is working with a legacy system, including the hotel chains that are generally also working with older systems. You can outsmart them with the right technology and give the guests a contactless and seamless experience by also being able to pay online through a payment partner. We work with Peach Payments, where the guests can easily pay in a secured way via the credit card or instant EFT without you having to create your own EFT receipt or how can't even remember how you do it anymore on your banking app. The struggle sending the proof of payment, that's all for the past. Everything is streamlined. So for the guest experience as well as for the hotelier, this boosts people to rather book with hotels that work with Room Raccoon than with another system.
And then the other one would be, I guess, maybe not an outlook, but just given everything that you've seen in the current environment, because you have said that there is no better time to be traveling, you know, just because of everything that's going on. People can get themselves really good deals. But from what you're seeing, have, you know, South Africans actually been taking on, you know, those opportunities? Because, you know, I can imagine that when travel restrictions, you know, were lifted, people wanted to move around, and the option to fly overseas is quite limited at the moment. So I guess that gives a bit of an uptick to local destinations on that end. But at the same time, you're thinking about the fact that consumers, their incomes have been hurt by COVID. So from, I guess, you know, your purview, what you're seeing, you know, are people really taking up these opportunities?
Yeah, I was also very, very scared when COVID happened. March, end of March, it all, or the 26th of March, I think it was, we went in lockdown. Then April, May, terrible months. People were not knowing what's going to happen. And I also myself, I'm a very positive person, but I was also sometimes a bit had difficulties believing that it will get right soon. And also will believe in our own people. Because generally what we think is we need the Europeans, we need the Americans to come travel and survive our businesses. But I just quickly got our stats, our back-end stats from our customers. And it's just really, I think it's very cool to see. And I think you also hit the nail, is we couldn't also travel overseas. And we forget how many people we actually have in this country that would love to travel and that also wanted to now finally experience their own country. And to get to your point, we actually have seen I'm checking it here now, since the 1st of August 2020, every weekend has picked up by around a percentage in occupancy. So it has been growing all the time until New Year's Eve. And then it was a little bit of a drop. But New Year's Eve was on a 61% occupancy across all our customers, with an average in the months before around 40% in the weekends, which I think is very great to see. which is 99% of all from South African travelers. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that made me very positive in seeing how we as South Africans can keep our own businesses also alive, with a bit of a lower revenue and a lower occupancy, but still an money to feed as well as to survive your business.
You know, perhaps whilst we have your statistics and your back end open at the moment, perhaps you could give us some insight into how many people you guys perhaps have on the platform, whatever information you can share to give us a sense of your scale in the South African market, how many people are using the platform, hotels, all of that.
Yeah, so at the moment, so as I explained, we started 3.5 years ago. So we grew the first year with 20 hotels, then the second year 50, and now we are in total just over 200 customers, which is the fastest growing market of all the other markets we are in with Room Raccoon. And generally, our customer base is between 5 and 50 rooms, and we slowly, because of all the technology improvements we have done, we get also quite a lot of attention now from independent hotels that are a little bit bigger, but that is a little bit of scope that Room Raccoon has. And our main focus of customers is in the Johannesburg city, a little bit in KwaZulu-Natal, and then mainly in the Western Cape, thinking about the Garden Route, Cape Town, Stellenbosch, and Franschhoek. So that's a bit of the geographical overview with the amount of customers we have.
Has there been any interest for, perhaps certain modules in your platform from people outside of the hospitality sector? Because I can imagine, because you spoke about accounting integration, there was some property management, all of that stuff. Is there interest from other sectors, that maybe want certain modules, of your software, or do you sort of cater specifically and exclusively to hospitality operators?
I don't know if I understand it completely right, but I think you mean if other sectors can also use Room Raccoon, or that we can build something for their solution. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Now, not really in that regard. We really solely focus on hospitality. Why? Because we can call ourselves experts in hospitality. Not really in other markets like accounting or activities, for example. And the reason for that is, we really, really all are experts and have all worked in hotels. And the reason why we don't really want to focus on it is we want to really rather work with businesses like accounting solutions, as well as point of sale solutions, as well as payment solutions. And what we rather like to focus on is have a perfect integration with these kind of solutions to make it easy for our hoteliers. And we don't want to lose our focus, because what you generally see is businesses that become too big and want to grow into too many different industries, they generally fail, because then the love of their product or the love of their strategy is not there anymore. So I hope that answers your question.
No, it certainly answers the question. And I guess I understand what you're saying, that you'd rather be a specialist in the hospitality sector than try to become a jack of all trades and, become a bit unfocused about what it is you guys are doing as a business.
Yeah, but it's a good point, because there is a lot of companies we work with. Think about key solutions to have your doors opened with a key card. Think about payments. Think about restaurant systems. Think about accounting. So we have to work with a lot of different industries. But in the end, these industries indeed work also for different industries, but all also work for the hospitality industry. So kind of we work with other industries, but not for the other industries.
No, I completely understand. I think on the last point, for this particular discussion, maybe getting your sense going forward, because we are still in January. There are lots of months to go. 2020 was a dreadful year. But going forward, perhaps one risk and one opportunity that, you're either anticipating or looking forward to.
Yeah, so I, as I explained, I really stay positive, and I really think the tourism industry will recover soon, especially if the European countries, the American countries and some Asian countries really focusing on the vaccination programs that really, really shows positivity. And that will also mean these people that have been vaccinated, they don't really worry about not traveling or about going to travel somewhere that maybe they can get it. They can't get it anymore. And I know a lot of people want to travel to South Africa. I speak daily with people. Everybody, I'm helping now the Netherlands out for selling, and I'm calling from a South African phone number, and everybody gets so excited to hear about South Africa, and they have known somebody that has traveled here, and they all say, oh, I want to come visit too. So I'm very positive. I think it will take still a little bit of time, around September, October, until we can really start gearing back for season peak season 2021, 2022. But for now, I think we can still very much rely on our South African travelers that can enjoy the beautiful bush lodges we have, coastal areas, amazing cities. And that's why I really want to, everybody that listens, if you go travel, have a look on Airbnb booking.com. Check the website directly, book directly, and help the local businesses save money on commission.
So that's been it. We're with Niels Verspaal, who is the country manager for Room Raccoon South Africa, giving us some insight into what's going on in and around their business at a time when a number of local tech startups and technology businesses are looking to Europe and the U.S. For growth and expansion. We have a European business founded in the Netherlands that's looked to South Africa for its opportunity to grow and expand. They obviously have operations in other countries, but he's saying that they've been able to actually grow up to a point where they have about over 200 customers now in the local market, servicing primarily small hotels and guest houses. But more than anything else, the conversation just touching around how technology can actually help to streamline a hospitality business, you know, reduce that cost base, because at this time everyone is trying to preserve cash, and if you are in survival mode, then using, you know, some type of technology to help you to reduce your cost base might help you to inch forward until the sector actually bounces back. Niels is actually, you know, very positive, you know, saying that he's looking forward to the bounce back, and he says that the sector will bounce back, but realistic in saying that we're likely to see a proper pickup in activity only towards the third into the fourth quarter of 2021, and also just encouraging people that they should take advantage of this time to travel, see the country, and take advantage of some of the deals that are available for holidays. So that's been it, Niels. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day further.
This is Mudiwa's Tech.
Quite a fascinating conversation. I think that intersection between technology and hospitality is necessary at the moment, and especially at a time when so many hospitality operators are just trying to survive. But to say it's an interesting time, it doesn't do it justice. But more than anything else, there is that opportunity to be moving around and to be taking advantage of the holidays because of a number of different trends. Inter-provincial travel, up to this point, we haven't had a family meeting that's banned it yet, so that's something that's still available on the table. Secondly, you can choose yourself a location that, you know, allows you to be out and about in an isolated space, you know, maybe decide that you're going to do your remote working, in the Kruger or in some beach house for the next week or something like that. All of these opportunities are available, and the prices, like what Niels is saying, are, you know, quite down at the moment. And if you're saying, I want to get out of a crowded city or just limit my exposure, all of that stuff, these are all things to think about at the moment, and all the opportunities, and because of remote working, that gives people that flexibility. Definitely a discussion that we need to take forward. We've had a number of tourism operators and the industry on this platform a number of times. Very important contributor to GDP and anything that is helping the industry to move forward is certainly a good thing for South Africa. So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter via hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, together with Modiehi Mashemaete. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.